flip side of food spelled FOMO is foodie spelled fatso. And I can kid myself and lie to myself and be like, I'm a foodie. I really like food. But it's just about being a fatso. I think of a foodie as being somebody that they want to find a new trendy place. I really think that most people who like food are kind of different than that. Like, I think it's more about taking Cheetos and mixing it in with like a new type of peanut butter M&Ms to get those. It's all about these flavor profiles that you can't miss out on. So the same way that like a wine connoisseur, 9 times out of 10, is just somebody who likes wine. They just like to get drunk. I think a foodie, there's different types. Like the guy who checks his app and he's trying to find like a new trendy bar or whatever, that he can write some kind of a blog post about it, or somebody who just lives to write Yelp reviews of gluten-free, vegan this, blah, blah, bullshit that. Those are not really people who even like food. They just want to be part of the conversation about food. I'm talking to the people who actually really like food. Like, they really care about what they're eating, not because of the health reasons, but because they want to say they tried an ostrich burger because they've never had it before. So I think these two concepts, they kind of mix in together. Food is fear of missing out, and foodie is fat. So I think it's all about getting to a place where I've never had something before. I go into a restaurant that I've been to 10 times, but I try to get different things. I don't just want the burger. I want the buffalo chicken sandwich. After that, I don't want the buffalo chicken sandwich anymore. I want to try what their bacon cheeseburger is. And I mean, it's a pretty good bet that if you've had a bacon cheeseburger before, you know what it's going to taste like at this new place. But it's all about fooling yourself. Just like when I take peanut butter cups and I mash them into the base of peanut butter cupcakes, that's fooling myself. That's going to be anything more than just gluttony. And there's a kind of person out there that would say like, oh God, I would never do that. And then the kind of person out there, they'd be like, that sounds pretty good. I might want to try that. And that's what we're trying to get around. Every food idea that I see, I try it. And it's really about not being susceptible to that anymore and not being susceptible to food advertising. Because every time I go on the diet, it's hard to turn on a TV without it trying to knock you off of that. There's always going to be some new buffalo this, Dr. Pepper that, chicken fried whatever, and it's always an excuse to do it. If it's Christmas time, they can take peppermint and put it in a milkshake. If it's summertime, there's peach and mangoes and everything. Right now there's a peach milkshake that looks pretty fucking good, but no, I'm not gonna do it. I'm gonna stay strong, and you should too, and keep listening, and hopefully it'll help.